Welcome to Parsha Tetzaveh. First pasuk in this parsha. V'atah tetzaveh b'nei Yisrael v'yichu elecha shemen zayit zah ketilu ma'or la'alot ner tamid. So, the Meshech Chachma and many other commentaries are bothered by one word in that pasuk. That word is elecha. What is it about Moshe Rabbeinu that is connected to the oil that they are burning in the menorah? And especially with in mind that he says that even Ezra in Parshas Baaloscha tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke with Moshe only during the day. By Yom Diver Hashem Moshe. So he said, with that in mind, we can suggest that actually it wasn't only during the day, but it was only when it was like day, meaning when it was light. We know we have certain rules or advice that if a person wants to receive nevuah, how he has to prepare himself. He can't be angry. He can't be right. You have to have a certain frame of mind in order to get nevuah. So one of the things you need is you need light. Light puts you in this proper mind frame. Ein ora ela simcha. You know, when it comes to Hilchos Chanukah, actually, we say that if you have money for Nera Shabbos or you have money for Chanukah candles, then you should buy Nera Shabbos because people can use the light. Why? Because of Shalom Bayis. So it's not appropriate it's not good circumstance to be in the dark. So the light helps us. So Moshe Rabbeinu, who one of his purposes in life was to get Nevuah from Hashem and lead Klal Yisrael, so that was the Mishkan served that purpose, and therefore he used that light, and it put him in the Hachana Nefesh Moshe LeDibor that was Shorah Mitoch Simcha. This mitzvah is LeDorotechem, so it's not only for Moshe. This mitzvah applies for everyone, but the start of this mitzvah, meaning even after Moshe Rabbeinu passes, it's going to be a mitzvah in the Mishkan, it's going to be a mitzvah in the Batei Mikdash that's beyond Moshe Rabbeinu. Obviously, Moshe wasn't alive then, but the idea stems all the way back from Moshe that the light is supposed to set up this atmosphere where Hashem Shechina can be Shorah, where Moshe could have Nevuah. So, with that in mind, when we didn't have Moshe, the light of the menorah doesn't serve that purpose. It's not helping Moshe get Nevuah. There weren't other Nevi'im getting Nevuah using this light. And Hashem doesn't need the light. The Gemara says, V'chila oro tzarich. And Hashem provided light for the Am in the Midbar for 40 years. He didn't need light in any way. So, Meshech Chachma says, actually, if you look in Shlomo's Mikdash and in the second Beit HaMikdash, there's a fundamental difference between the menorahs. And what was that? In the second Beit HaMikdash, like the Mishkan, there was one menorah and one shulchan. In Shlomo's, in one spot it says that Shlomo made five, but actually he has a cheshbon here based on the size of the Mishkan and the size of the Beit HaMikdash, the ratios. So Shlomo's Mikdash was something to the effect of 12 times the size of the Mishkan. And Shlomo did a cheshbon, therefore I need 12 times as many menorahs in order to light up the place sufficiently. If the whole goal of the menorah is to set up the atmosphere where the Shechina can be Shorah, because we're going to have the proper state of mind, because we're going to have Simcha, because we have the Or, so that only works if the light reaches that. How is this one menorah going to light up rooms and corridors that are 12 times the size of the Mishkan? So therefore, he says, actually, Shlomo made 11 menorahs. Okay. One, that was the main one, and then five for the other rooms on each side. That's 10. 10 and 1, 11. And he actually says he didn't have 12 because that would have messed up his symmetry, given that he needed one there, then it would have been 5 and 6. And for each menorah, he also had a corresponding shulchan also. That is what he says. But he needed that many more menorahs, and he made that many more menorahs because it was a bigger place, and he wanted it to have that effect, that the light should be mashpia on the place to make it a place that's makom shchina. So therefore, actually, the light does serve a purpose. It doesn't serve the same purpose for Moshe. Now it allows him to have nevuah. It serves a purpose to tell Am Yisrael and the Amim, the other nations, that this Mikdash, or Am Yisrael, is worthy, or the place that Hashem chose to be Sharei Shchina. This Mikdash, this nation, is the one that Am Yisrael should have this Hasharash L'Shchina. So now you understand why the Mishkan had one, and now you understand why Shlomo's Mikdash had 11. But now, why did the second base of Mikdash have only one again? And the answer is because of the lack of the Hasharash L'Shchina. What we know about the second base of Mikdash, right? It didn't have the Aron. It was lacking compared to, obviously, it's much more than we have now. Okay, but it was lacking compared to the first Mikdash. Part of it was that the whole idea of all these menorahs was to be made to the Amim about Hasharash L'Shchina. So you don't need 11 for that when it wasn't even happening. So therefore, it was back to just the one. So that's the Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma says, Moshe Rabbeinu, v'yichu elecha, take this oil for you. Why is it for you? Because this allows Moshe to have his nevuah. This allows the Hasharash L'Shchina mitok simcha on Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, the Beis HaMikdash HaRishon had 11 of them, because we wanted that effect that much more. There was Hasharash L'Shchina. And may we be zoche to be worthy of Hasharash L'Shchina again. Thank you.